The following is a presentation of the Noise Space Network. Find more great podcasts at noisespace.xyz. We begin in Southern California 3 decades ago. 2 wretched souls were brought to this earth, separated by just a scant few miles and unbeknownst to each other. The fates kept them separate as they grew from brash whelps into homosexual young women with hard opinions about cheaply made processed foods. One of them, a black-clad warrior, fighting for metals heavy and corn syrup's high fructose. The other, a living embodiment of no-calorie soda, literally begging the gods to strike her down where she stands, or at least strike her with a cease and desist order. Now the world has united these two to clash over their cheap foodstuffs, and we meet them here, the battlefield where they are destined for eternal combat. Ladies and ghouls, it is my pleasure to welcome you to Diet Coke and Lilith's House of Snacks.
Coke.
And I'm Lilith!
And this is our House of Snacks!
How's it go, Wing Lilith?
Diet Coke, it's good. We actually, is it funny that we had like an involved conversation about how it is going between us before, like we had like the actual friend one.
We had the real how's it going conversation.
Yeah. Got into it, I think, more than we usually do before recording. And now I'm like, well, you already heard the shit. But it's all shit I would never talk about on this show.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so. yeah. Like, you see Jon Stewart's back to hosting The Daily Show?
I did. I didn't watch it.
I did.
Oh, you did? You want to hear something embarrassing?
What's that?
I guess this is no longer true as of this episode, but... Well, I guess it wasn't true for Jon Stewart at any point anyway, because he started when I was very young.
It's a lot of preamble.
It is. I thought a thing was true, and then it wasn't true, and then I hadn't made it out of the preamble yet, and I was like, fuck, I'm already standing in a web of lies. I used to be a religious watcher of The Daily Show, is what
Same.
I'm getting at here. I was going to say that I'd seen every episode hosted by Jon Stewart, but that's not true because he started when I was like 8 years old.
Right.
What I was thinking of was I have seen every single episode of The Colbert Report.
Oh, yeah.
I'd never missed one of those.
I almost never missed a Jon Stewart Daily Show.
Which is embarrassing to me now.
Yes.
It's a matter of fact. Yes, it is.
And let me tell you what watching Jon Stewart The Daily Show is like in 2024. Let me just get real abstract with you. Imagine that you had a dad who was like kind of funny and a little bit like liberal, and then for a long period of your adult life you just went no contact with him, and then but then like you try to kind of, you know, ease back into having like a relationship now that you're like a full-grown adult with much more developed politics, and he's still kind of just the same dad that you knew when you were 17. That's what it's like.
That sounds like a fucking bummer, to be honest. It sounds like you have reaffirmed my decision not to watch it. I did think about it. I won't lie. Well, I guess we're talking politics now.
Yeah!
It's such a big talking point that age... And listen, I'm not, you know, I don't think it's necessarily good that we have people, you know... The whole Diane Feinstein thing recently.
People that will not have to live through the consequences of their actions.
Yeah.
Like, concretely.
That's, I don't think that's good, but at the same time, like, I feel like I struggle to really engage with this discourse because all I'm thinking is like, do you think it would be better with 20
yeah.
years younger American
yeah, yeah,
politics?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, Kamala Harris isn't old as shit, and she's a fucking yeah. horrible, evil cunt and always has been.
Uh-huh.
You
uh-huh.
know, like, it's not
yeah,
like the
yeah.
younger people are going to save anything here.
I would be no more excited about Pete Buttigieg, but there's,
yeah,
a,
right.
there's a particular spice on, oh, yeah, this old fuck will not even be
well, sure.
alive when the climate is, you know, when the fires swallow the rainforests whole and we are left to choke on ash, he will be dead in the ground.
You're not wrong. I guess my issue is that, like, I agree with exactly what you just said. That's a particular spice on it
uh-huh.
that gives you like a certain flavor of hatred to
no
that
better.
Wrinkled
yeah.
old sack of shit.
Uh-huh.
But materially, it's like,
yeah.
yeah, maybe Buttigieg will be with us there during the climate apocalypse, but it's mm-hmm. not gonna
well,
save
gonna
us from the climate apocalypse.
And he's gonna be in a fucking bunker or like
yeah.
in a fucking colony on Mars,
on
like
the moon. Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah. With fucking Elon Musk.
I don't think we'll make
snacks.
It to space before the world ends. Do you?
No,
in like
no,
in a
no,
meaningful
no, no.
way like that. Like
no.
I think that's
no, no, no.
that's you know
we don't have fucking terraforming in us. It's just straight up like the interstellar future that we were promised. What like 5 years ago? No. That would have been like 10. Because that was the year that I came out to my dad right before we went and watched Interstellar. That's
move.
Like a fun little detail. I came out to my dad. Uh-huh. And I told him I wasn't gonna tell my stepmom, but
sure.
that he could just tell her after I was visiting him in
Dallas. I did a similar move with my family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because yeah. I just like I wanted to tell my dad, but I didn't want to fucking have like that be the deal for the
yeah.
whole fucking weekend.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
then we just watched Interstellar.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you like that film? We don't want to get too deep in movie
that's
talk.
It's a complicated question for me. I enjoy watching it, but I think there are parts of it that are deeply stupid.
It's interesting.
Deeply fucking stupid movie.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. I had a movie I wanted to talk about. I know we're not supposed to talk about movies here, but
we're not supposed to talk about movies because Daddy put us in a little cock cage and we can't talk about movies.
We can't start referring to the Mystery Bad Reviewer as Daddy. I'm sorry, but I must draw the line there. It was a
Daddy
funny
won't
joke.
Let us talk about movies.
It's a funny joke.
We can't talk about Matthew McConaughey.
It is not one I'm prepared to go along with. I will not invite that kind of relationship with a stranger.
No, it's not. It's not that person in particular. It is
it's
just
not that
the,
real person. It's the theoretical fictional
theoretical
okay, I think
people
I can get
who are critical of us talking about movies.
That's you're right. You're right.
Please,
Daddy put
Daddy,
us in a cock cage.
Let us out of the cage so that we can
anymore.
Talk about how.
And by stroke it, of course, I mean talk about movies.
Anne Hathaway, like. Her character fucking quantized love as like a fucking like physical construct, like scientific construct,
you,
because that's how fucking Christopher Nolan
about her character
can
in the
process
film
emotions
until you said it right now.
Like only if Einstein could write love in as an equation, and that's the only way that Christopher Nolan could allow any fucking warmth into his films.
See. That's why I'm such a big defender of. We're fucking in it now. I wanted to
yeah.
talk about Wonka, which is a movie about snacks. Would have been justifiable. But we're in it on fucking Nolan now.
I haven't seen it though.
Well, yeah, it's fine. We're in on Nolan now. That is this
yes.
is why I'm such a Tenet defender.
Thank you, Daddy.
Because I thank you, Daddy, for letting us stroke it. This is why I'm such a Tenet defender, because I feel like Tenet does a similar thing, but instead of like scientifically quantifying love,
uh-huh.
it's like what if a really cool action movie sequence could be an expression of love for your best
okay.
friend Robert Pattinson.
Okay, you know what? I need to see Tenet.
That's to me, it's such a I never thought to compare them in this way, but that is something that's at the heart of Interstellar, that I think is also at the heart of Tenet, and it just is which is like. Christopher Nolan being unable to express love through traditional
yeah.
means.
Yeah.
And I think it works a lot better for me in Tenet, a movie that I really, really enjoyed.
I mean, listen, as somebody who I can express love through traditional means, but I feel like sometimes I need violence. Anyway, back in the cock cage. Let's talk about snacks.
We're not even going to talk about Wonka.
Not going to talk about Wonka. Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. We'll see.
I will try. I actually, now that you mentioned it, I think I'm going to try to get a copy of Wonka so that we can, you know. I'll just watch a fucking cam rip. Who gives a shit? It's Wonka.
You don't have to.
No. I mean, like, if we're going to talk about it, I'm not fucking going to a goddamn theater.
Yeah.
No way. For Wonka? Am I going to catch the fucking novel coronavirus known as COVID-19 for Wonka?
I mean, I went to a theater. Oh. Okay. But well. For me, the theater is the juice, you know? I'll go to a theater to see anything because I like going to the theater, you know?
Yeah. I think maybe when I get further in my physical therapy, I will enjoy the theater again. But right now, it just turns my back into a crunchy Coca-Cola can,
tough.
It's not good.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a great environment to...
I'm sorry, Daddy. We kept talking about movies, even though you put us back in the cage.
Let's hit that snack description.
Come. You know that feeling when you're lying in bed? You just sucked your girl's dick and she pulled out and came all over your face. You're there. Lying in bliss, every pore on your face absorbing her sweet, sweet load, her jism simultaneously eviscerating and reinvigorating your every skin cell. You touch your face to rub it in a little. It's never enough. You want to feel her cream even more. You want to feel that salty, slimy ejaculate on you forever. You want to taste it at will. You want to drown in her cum. That feeling, that wonderful feeling, was the inspiration for our new line of loaded cereals from General Mills. While a regular piece of Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a mere square of crispy, cinnamon sugar-dusted cereal, Cinnamon Toast Crunch Loaded has been injected with a cum-like vanilla cream filling. That creamy white load inflates the square into more of a box shape and permeates every nanometer, destroying its crispy edge in favor of cream-soaked flavorful delight.
Really hard on the cum talk, Diet Coke. That snack description was just jizz laden. I'm as we all know, I'm a woman of taste. I enjoy cum.
Sure, we all love cum here.
That was
been well established.
That was a bit much, I have to say.
You know, sometimes a snack. I mean,
the entity.
Look at the box for
today. Yes.
And tell me it wasn't begging for our cummiest snack description yet.
That fucking freaky little pervert Cinnamon Toast Crunch square with its big slutty tongue out.
The mascot is like catching what it expressly describes as a load of sticky white substance on its tongue.
Thank you for the load, Daddy.
Stop. Yes, Daddy, thank you for the load. This snack. I've received a lot of advertisement for this snack. It is all over my social media.
Yeah.
I suppose that ad just worked because I sent this to you just to be like, I keep getting this fucking ad, and like 5 minutes later you're like, I own the cereal.
I mean, I was literally at Safeway when you texted me about that. And also, because my only My only social media is Blue Sky these days. I've not been getting any ads whatsoever because that's just a money pit for VCs, I think, to watch trannies say unhinged things to each other. I don't know.
Hey, in a way, isn't fucking the chicken sandwich and the Baconator, that's the kind of ad that they can't make themselves, but if it happens, yeah, it happens, you know? These look good, I will say. Like, all joking aside, I think they cross the line where I wouldn't really call them breakfast anymore, but as like a little dessert treat, I love something with a cummy filling. I think the vanilla and the cinnamon are gonna go well together. It does look tasty.
Just don't think that I trust General Mills, creators of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, to nail the texture shit that they are trying to do here.
I don't think it's that hard to nail. All
right.
I think a sweet cum filling it's like that technology's out there. It's in a lot of things.
Okay.
You're telling me Hershey's can crack it, but General Mills can't? I don't buy that.
This is another thing. I bought this at Safeway, which is famously not my favorite place to go to groceries because it is expensive. They get paid $8 for this?
Oh, that's fucked up. I paid about $5 at Target.
Jesus. I did get a large size.
Well, I got the family size myself.
Oh, wait. It says large. How many ounces?
What do you got? Give
13.
Huh. I paid $5 and mine is 15 ounces.
What?
Safeway. Safeway.
Fuck?
That's fucking highway robbery from Safeway right there.
Maybe I misread that. I mean, I, you know.
It was five and change. It was like 540 something, I should say.
Maybe I should double check my receipt because that does sound. I'm sorry. We're pulling the bus over.
This is an investigation. Why don't you go do that? And I have one in my hand, so I'm just going to eat it.
Okay.
I'm going to pop it in and crunch around.
This is very important for the would buy section of our. Oh my God. I was right.
You were right. Safeway ripped you the fuck off.
$7.99 each. $1 off when you buy two.
Yeah, I got these for $5.40 something, and it's a bigger box. So I guess if you are going to buy these out there, folks, get to Target, I guess is what we're saying.
Yeah, don't fucking go to the fucking...
Stay away from Safeway.
Jesus Christ.
Does Safeway own any other brands that, like we have Kroger here, but we call them Ralph's? I wonder if there's a Southern California Safeway.
I thought we determined that isn't Kroger a Safeway?
Oh, maybe.
Parallel? Their Signature Select, right? That's their store brand, right?
Oh, see that? They have at Vons and Albertsons here.
Oh, yeah, Vons and Albertsons. Albertsons, so that's the one.
Safeway. I've eaten mine already. I'll tell you. It could be a little cummier. I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah.
I don't dislike it. The cum filling is kind of like if any of us remember the cereal bars that General Mills used to make, where it would be like, I think it was General Mills. It might have been a different brand. I remember Fruit Loops was one of the cereals they had. But it would be like a granola bar shape, but it would be like the cereal on top and then like a white bar of, I don't know what the fuck they called it, but it was like a quarter inch wide white cream attached to a bottom one of these bars that was meant to represent the milk. It tastes like that. And I liked that stuff a lot. It's like a weird Franken chemical food, but I did like the taste. I don't think it works as well in a small amount in these. I think I think it's not worth what it does to the texture of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which is significantly less crispy.
Less crispy, kind of almost feels like kind of styrofoamy. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And I can, you know, I like astronaut ice cream. I can enjoy a styrofoam texture sometimes, but
I'm not into this.
But not in this case, I have to say.
So
pretty disappointing.
I feel like my ratings are, after learning how much I paid for this, which is atrocious.
Yeah, that is atrocious. $8 for a box not even as big as mine. Because mine, you know, it says family size. I've seen bigger family sizes even. It is on the small end of a family size.
This is a small family.
Yeah.
That's what the woke are doing.
That's true. All that woke saying, hey, don't have kids. Stick your weenie in a butt instead. You hate to
see it. Try and get that femboy pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
See what happens.
These goddamn femboys out here are doing Frankensteinian experiments in their own assholes.
Yeah.
And we love it.
We do.
To be clear where we stand.
Yeah. Yeah. We think it's great. Are big fans.
If we had money, we'd give it to them to support this research.
The House of Snacks. Here's the House of Snacks a review of getting a femboy pregnant.
Oh, this is great. Right here. Hold that, please.
Well, I mean, that's
and
the dream.
Got a good taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. that's how I feel about trying to get that femboy pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when it comes to Cinnamon Toast Crunch Loaded, that's gonna be a would not buy.
It costs money, and where is it getting the money from?
It's fucking $8.
I don't think so.
That's insane. That's outrageous. Yeah.
And it's a would not eat.
No! No!
This snack is not terrible.
No.
Like, it's not inedible.
But it doesn't...
Compared to a lot of... But it is so uninspiring compared to, like, what it could be, what it should be, that I have to rebuke it in the most possible
It really...
In the highest
It overpromises and underdelivers in a pretty big way, I would say. I myself am going to call this a would not buy. As we've already, it's been well established, mine was cheaper than yours. And mine, still not fucking worth it. Like, by a long shot, like, there are, I could go to the fucking Bargain City grocery outlet and find some experimental cereal like this after it's already realized it didn't sell, and I could get that for probably like 99 cents for a box, it'll be better. Or I could get a fucking Malt-O-Meal brand normal cereal. I could get a gigantic bag for, you know, I could get a fucking 32-ounce bag for the same $5 I get this 15-ounce box. It's not worth it at all. Not even close. Yeah. And beyond that, I think I eat these. I'm like, well, they don't taste bad. They're not what I had hoped for. They're not as cummy as I wanted. They don't have enough of that cream. No. It doesn't make it notice. It's got all these problems. But at the end of the day, they're not bad, right? So you might be thinking, well, you're going to eat them, right? Diet Coke? My question to that is fucking when? I'm not going to want... As I said earlier, this is too much for a breakfast. I can't see myself ever wanting to pour a bowl of this to eat for breakfast. But it's not good enough for me to covet it as a dessert. So it's also a would not eat.
Pretty bad snack that we both of us have quite a bit of in our homes right now.
Very glad I finally got to debut my new not eat sound.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. Yeah.
I knew you wouldn't like it, which is why I wanted to call attention to it.
Well,
it's the big show.
It's the big bad show tonight. Yeah. We have big boxes of snacks. So, hey!
Snack.
Hey, can I get some of that?
Please do. Please take this. I don't really want to. Do you like that?
Yes.
You do like that.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this works out then.
Nom, 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 nom. Okay.
Can you just like go somewhere else to eat that? Snack keeper, get your kid.
Hello. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Young snack takers do make quite a mess when they eat.
I'm sticky now.
What's that?
I'm sticky now.
Yeah, you're sticky now. Sticky up.
Yeah.
Now the snack taker is sticky. Sneaky. They've also got their adamantium claws.
I'm sticky,
I don't know if you saw.
I got my big adamantium
claws.
Sneaky
and sticky.
Meow, meow, meow. I'm going to get you. With my adamantium claws.
Please don't. Please return to the basement forthright. I have to be the responsible one around you. Do you know what that feels like for me?
Okay.
I was experimenting on it, Lego Curly.
I'm going to be honest. I know we're in the same room, but your voice has some kind of effect on people don't realize there's certain frequent there's like sensors in the ceiling of the House of Snakes, and certain frequencies just mute out the volume in real life. We inherited that from the previous owner. We can't get rid of it. So I'm sorry, I did not actually catch what you said, Snake Taker.
They replaced my bones with adamantium. And that's why you can't kill me.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't catch most of that.
Fuck!
It is quite a surreal scene just staring at this little freak talking. But it's like a real life mute situation. It's like click. It's like that happened in the film.
If I can
click.
Step in. He said bones were replaced by adamantium at Lake Alcali. I believe this is just the plot of
it's just Wolverine's like backstory. Yes,
this is just Wolverine's backstory. Yeah,
I'm like Wolverine.
It makes sense that happened to them, though. That's how they got so snickety.
Yeah. I can try to be a little quieter.
Thank you. Can I end the show? I'm not usually the one asking for permission, but may I end the show?
You know, that actually makes sense. Do you want some? You know what? Actually, I was going to say that, but it seems like the snack taker at all.
I'll leave those to the snack taker. Okay. I'm not a fan of those myself.
I'm sticky again.
Sure thing, little buddy. Well, goodbye, ghosts and ghouls. The House of Snacks is closed yet again. We'll snack you later!
For more from the House of Snacks, visit patreon.com/houseofsnacks. That's patreon.com/houseofsnax.